Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sandspence Radio, catchier than the plague.
Oh, hey, so myself and Jackson did a guest spot on the Adam Sandcast, where we talk about the 2008 classic Bedtime Stories. So, if you want to listen to three grown men talk about a man named Skeeter, the inherent issues with guinea pig magic, and the manipulation of children by a 40-year-old man-child, then this is the podcast for you. Just search for the Adam Sandcast on iTunes and give it a listen. And while you're there, why not check out our other shows, Shut Up a Second, Movie Maintenance, and D&D is for Nerds. You'll probably enjoy them. Or not. You do you, man.
Hey guys, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, which would be the best fictional universe to live in? Again.
Whenever life gets you down, Mrs. Brown, and things seem hard or tough, and people are stupid, obnoxious, or daft, and you feel that you've had quite enough.
Freaky Friday.
Why?
Because, okay, so you know how, like, you'll never experience what it's like to be another person. You, for the rest of your life, are you. That's
yeah.
it. You're
yeah,
done.
It's, I still, again, empathy, one of those things, haven't quite.
You're never going to get it. You're never there. It's not happening.
It's not happening for you.
No.
Joel Dusha is always going to be Joel Dusha. And, like,
although it is one of my favorite things to sometimes just be looking at people and then just be like, they're thinking things and I can't hear that. And that's crazy.
Exactly. And whilst with Freaky Friday...
Blowing my mind.
Whoa.
Like, huh. When you look at someone, they're experiencing things similar usually, but not the same. And you'll never know what they're feeling.
And you still wouldn't with Freaky Friday, because that's not how Freaky Friday
no,
works.
No, it's still your brain.
But it has to be Freaky Friday after the fact. Okay, so you've pissed off your mom or whatever. And
mom, you're a hot shit. What'd you fucking say, son?
You're like, you heard me, mom. I'll fucking deck you.
Fuck you, mom. And I'll fucking kill you. I'll pull you into this world. I'll fucking take you out of it.
Your version of mom sounds a lot like Medically out of the cat from Ferrell's. Just saying. But shut the fuck up. It's got to be Freaky Friday after the fact. So you've pissed off your mom.
Okay.
You've gone to sleep.
Mom, fuck you. Yeah, okay, yep. Son. Whatever.
You've woken up in her
mom.
Body.
Ah,
you're your mom. You're like, holy shit. You learn a lesson. You sort it out. But then you're like, I can do this whenever I want. I basically have the power to body swap with someone just by pissing them off. Right? Because if it happens once, you're like, well, maybe it'll happen again.
Yeah.
So you feel like if it happens once, there's just like, it's like something that's sort of like stuck.
Yeah.
And after it happens the first time, it's just like unstuck. So it just happens constantly.
And it's also really cool because then you start experiencing the world of other people, because where it's not your brain going to someone else. It's your consciousness, your soul, or whatever you call it, going to someone's body.
Yeah.
So you're experiencing the world from their physiological standpoint.
So you're not really getting like their emotions, but if you saw like buff guy at a gym and you're like, hey, Tuffy, fuck you. Then maybe you'd wake up in his body and you could like break bricks with your fists and shit.
Not just that, but you know this whole kind of concept of, is the color blue the same blue that I see?
Hey, have you seen out their eyes?
And I'm seeing out someone their eyes. So if I would say body swap into someone who's say colorblind.
Yeah.
Or who have that extra weird cone thing which makes them see that other color.
Fucking just jumping into a lady's body.
Yeah.
Because they can see.
Got some bad news for
colors.
You, sons.
What?
That's it's It's more like, it's not actually a brain swapping, but it's more like a brain swap, because when you think about Freaky Friday, Jamie Lee Curtis, when Lindsay Lohan is Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, yes.
Jamie Lee Curtis can still play guitar in that the same, which makes me think that colorblind would be a similar thing where you'd just stop being colorblind because it's a brain thing, not an eyeball thing.
Wait, Lindsay Lohan is the guitar player.
Yes.
Then she switches body.
But yeah. As Jamie Lee Curtis.
But that's not a physiological thing. That's a skill.
That's just knowing where your hands go. Colorblindness is like a fuck up in your eyes.
Yeah.
No, isn't colorblindness a fuck up in your brain?
Nope.
And even if it is,
you're not transplanting brains, you're transplanting consciousness.
But isn't skills a similar thing?
No, it kind of is. I kind of see what Dusha means. But then muscle memory, but then different body. Anyway, I was just thinking of committing crimes with it.
Yeah, no, good.
I was like experiencing shit from another. No, I just was like, I could be like, hey, that guy, hey, buddy, fuck you. I bet it's hard to live.
You could rob a bank.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, it's easy to live my life. You have it so easy. And he's like, no, you have it so easy. And then I'm in his body and I'm like.
And then you rob a bank and then you do have it so easy and he has it very hard because exactly. He is in prison.
But then the problem, what if the other guy has exact same idea?
Well, like after.
So, like you both stumble into the same bank. Aha. Oh. I see where this is going.
But that's the perfect crime, Samet. Because then when we swap back, the people are like, oh, wait, no, it isn't. I'm just fucking dumb.
You're both going to jail. You could have a who can commit the most heinous crimes
off
time.
But what if we then swap bodies with two other people? How scary would it be to just lose your mind in the fray of people?
You could. And you could, in a sense, also, from a very selfish standpoint, you could live forever.
You could.
You're an old man. You're about
what
to die.
What happens?
You go to like a little toddler. You piss it off. You hassle it.
Yeah.
You like, then switch bodies.
You toddlers have it so easy. And he's like, you old people have
you're,
it so easy.
You old piece of shit. And then you get into fisticuffs.
Rude toddler.
Yeah, I'll say. You get into fisticuffs. And then you wake up, you're a toddler. You have a whole life to live again.
I do it on my deathbed.
Well, not even that. Like, what if you swap bodies with someone and then you just kill them?
Yeah.
No, but you're dead because you're in their body.
No. He's saying, say I swap bodies with Dusha.
Yeah. And then he uses my sick car to run over his old body.
Yes.
Then so I am Dusha.
Although, Dusha, yeah. Freaky Friday might be like, yeah, if you kill your body, your brain just swaps back.
Oh, yeah,
so you just end up killing yourself.
Well, like when I learn the lesson, it's just like, and back into your no. Wake up dead.
So just never learn a lesson.
But how good would it be? Like, I'll tell you what I do.
Wait, before you do that, think about you wake up dead. A dead man is just all of a sudden alive again.
Oh my god, you're just like, in my body, I experienced heaven.
And because you've killed me, I definitely experienced heaven.
Yeah.
Because if anyone's going to heaven.
It's this boy.
This guy. Hey Jesus, looking for this high five, bro? See you later.
You'll get it when the time comes.
Hey man.
No, but tell you what I do. Like, go up to like a press conference Obama is having, being like, it's easy being president, ha. Huh? And he'll be like, oh, it's easy not being president. Wake up in his body, be like, Jackson Bailey is the new king of Kentucky as Obama. Then when we learn our lessons and swap back, I'm like, hey, guys, how nice of Obama. Jackson Bailey, new king of Kentucky.
I see what you're doing there. You set yourself up.
You almost have limitless possibilities. Swap into the bank, make the teller give you more money than you deserve or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then when you swap back, the teller's in trouble.
No, that's still a crime. It's just a slightly different one to you walking in with a gun.
Hey, okay. Say this scenario. I jump into your body, Dusha.
Mm-hmm.
I rob a bank. Then with the money, I get you to dump it somewhere.
Yep.
And then I jump off a cliff in your body. Mm-hmm. As you die, I thump back into my body. Then I go and get the cash.
I like that you try too hard to learn a lesson in that instance, and you're like, the Freaky Friday rules are just like, no, you're faking it. So then you just die.
Or I can hey, Dusha, can you go to the bank, say you get some X medals out, like say $500 out because you've got to buy something. Like, sure. You go get that money out. I have an argument with you. Then we switch bodies. You've got like $500 in your wallet. I then take that out and place it into my own house. Then we switch back. I've got $500 of yours.
That does work.
Yeah.
That's effective.
We'd just constantly be swapping bodies then, because I'd know you did that, and then I'd be mad at you again,
and
then we'd swap back.
Oh, then we'd get an argument.
But I feel like the moment that happens, like, you'd just be like, there's no lesson to learn.
You're just stealing my money.
We're just stealing each other's cash.
How about we team up and steal someone else's cash? All
right. Hang on, you live with your girlfriend.
Yeah.
You sure you want to swap bodies with me?
Well,
Not anymore.
Not anymore, you piece of shit.
Yeah, I win. Just win because no one, you're like, I don't really want to do that anymore.
I don't know if I trust you. All right. Oh.
Oh. Nah, I'm super trustworthy. I'd sleep on the couch. I'm a gentleman.
Adams would be like, Sam, why? Are you mad at me?
I ruined your relationship by doing the opposite.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I just don't want to sleep with you. It's wrong. Why? Why?
I don't want to sleep with you. I don't want to look at you. I just, look.
I'm going for a drive.
But you could do that with almost anyone of your friends. You'd become like,
You have infinite possibilities with that, being able to Freaky Friday. The only problem is, like, what if I went up to you, Zaman, and I was like, fuck, you have it easy being you. And you were like, yeah, no. Yeah. And I'd be like, ah.
Yeah, I guess the problem is apathetic people.
Yeah. And what if I just didn't learn the lesson? What if I was like, dang, it is easy being Zaman. How great.
Pretty good lesson, man.
I'm sure if I swapped into being the president, maybe the president has it easy. If I swapped into the queen.
I don't know if the president has it easy.
No, that's what I mean. Like, he doesn't have it easy.
Okay, yeah.
So, like, I would be like, oh, man, being president is hard. Actually, the president would be like, being Jackson is the easiest thing. Like, not going to lie, guys, if you jumped into my body, that is a sweet ride for the rest of your life.
The problem is that you have to swap bodies with someone you care about. Otherwise, you are going to agree with whatever. Because if you're like, they have it easy. The only reason in Freaky Friday that they've realized they don't have it easy is because there's consequences to their actions. But if you do not care about the person, then there's no consequence. It's like
yeah, but you're switching with somebody.
I see what you mean.
Say me and you swap.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, Zamet's job is so stressful and like home life, there's like a lot of effort. I have to be a grown up kind of thing.
Yeah.
But if I do not care about you, I'm just like, fuck it. I'll do whatever I want anyway.
Yeah. So
you go to a homeless man, like, man, being a bum must be the easiest. You guys have it so easy. You don't have to work. You just can just be a bum all day. And he's like,
what? What do you mean? And then you wake up as a bum and the bum's like, sick. I've got a good.
And then you spend your days drinking malt liquor.
I guess that if you lived in this universe, it would be awesome, don't get me wrong, but the worry would always be that because everyone can do it. Like, if someone came up to you and they were like, hey, you have it easy, and you'd have to be like, yes, I do, it's great.
What if, say, like, for example, me and Dusha body swap.
Okay.
And then you got to me, expecting me, not realizing it was Dusha, and then you get to argue, but then you then in me, then Dusha's in you?
That's what I was saying. What if, like, I swap with a guy, and then I come back, and I'm like, all right, let's swap back. And he's like, what do you mean? Who the hell are you? And I'm like, wait, who are you? And he's like, my name is Patricia. I used to be a 40-year-old woman. I'm like, where's my body? I don't know. Oh, my God.
I guess it would help you.
Oh, my God. Just how good a movie is that? Somebody Freaky Fridays, and then they're in a body, and it's like a good time, but then the doctor comes, and the doctor's like, hey, you have a terminal illness. You're going to die in a week. And the guy's like, fuck, I got to change back. And then he just can't find his body, and it's a race against time to find his original body.
And to learn a lesson.
And to learn a lesson. Is this a lesson? Is this a lesson? Not so easy being rich.
I don't know. Come on, guys, help me out here.
It's not the lesson. Nothing's changed. So, yeah, Freaky Friday.
And then the lesson at the end would be that sometimes it's okay to die.
But it'd be it's a good lesson. But it's a pretty good universe to live in if it means shedding, like, material and earthly goods. Like, there is no more attachment. You would basically no longer be human. You'd be transcending
humanity. Effectively, you're immortal. Because
everyone is. It's just that we have these bodies, these shells, and I think babies will become pretty much... like,
you know, it's fucking
good property
fucked
because everyone
up.
Would be switching with
like,
the baby.
You just have two kids and then you jump into those two kids.
Yeah.
And then you go out and you find somebody else and you have two more kids, jump into those kids.
But you're sacrificing the next generation, the lives of your children, or the lives of, you know, young people that you know, so that you can live forever. For a selfish person and for someone who just doesn't give a fuck about anyone else, which is a weird thing because we started off being like, this would be a great way to learn empathy.
Yeah, you guys did.
No. Well, you did. Jackson and I both already have empathy. Like, we can relate to human beings.
It sounds like a hassle, guys. So from going from my opinion, going on, this could be like, hey, learning empathy, but then I'm sort of like, no, selfish, live
crimes.
Forever.
Crimes.
The problem with Freaky Friday is it's a great universe, but no one's actually going to learn a lesson. Everyone's just going to learn how to be the biggest cunt.
Yeah. I think that there, as an individual, awesome. As a fundamental universe, though, not great, Jack.
But the question being, what's the best fictional universe to live in? For me, Freaky Friday.
Also, that's I was going to say, that's not a fictional universe. And then I remembered, yes, it is.
Yes, it is. You're like, that's a historical event, the Freaky Friday in 1986.
My name is Patricia.
As
a 40-year-old woman living in a 20-year-old
body. As someone who just said something ridiculous, let me explain myself. I was thinking, I was like, no, but that's still your life. I'm like, yeah, but that's the point. I fucked up. Well, Jill, since you seem to be fucking high and mighty about Freaky Friday not being the best fictional universe, what's yours? What's your fucking choice?
I'm going to put forward the Star Wars universe.
But there's no air in space.
I know. The prequels, not like the Empire falling, whatever. Just I reckon living
like Jar Jar and that,
yeah. But living in sort of like the where the Jedi Council are a big force to be reckoned with. The Jedi Council exists and are there. And while I want to say living in a universe with using the Force powers and lightsabers would be sick as fuck. But let's be honest, none of us are probably just teeming with midichlorians, except for probably Dusha over here.
I'm steaming. They're like the Jedi's come to me and they're like, look, there's a concentration here, but they're not in you. They're just
around.
Does that mean? Am I a Jedi?
Not in the slightest.
But
can I come away from this shithole planet?
I guess we could use you and breathe in your vapor, and we could be better Jedis, and just to really just hammer it in how much better we are.
So I'm not
than you. When the Jedi Council are this big force, reckon with. I want to take this might not be familiar with this scene, but this one scene in, I think, Episode 2, where Obi-Wan Kenobi.
They're rolling around on Naboo and...
Obi-Wan.
I'm so glad there's no sand.
Obi-Wan.
That scene, I'm very familiar with it.
Hold me like that time you did on Naboo, Dusha. Magical. The scene with Obi-Wan Kenobi is in a bar after some shit, and this guy's like, hey, man, you want some death sticks? And he's like, no, you do not want to sell me death sticks. And also, Jedi mind trick, you want to go home and rethink your life, right? Mm. And so he does. He goes home and rethink his life.
What if man has no home?
Oh, no.
He's going to be very confused.
He's go under a bridge.
What if a Jedi is like, fly? Like, does the guy just climb up somewhere really high and just leap off a building?
And just hope he's a Troidogen. But how good a Troidogen? Troidogen? Troidogen?
The hell are you saying? The Trojan horse?
No.
Trojan condoms?
The
Trojan? International male wrestler?
Whatever Watto is.
A Watto.
He's a Troid something.
I don't know.
That scene shows that the Jedis can change your personality, can change your habit. Because I'm guessing death sticks are gonna not be great. I'm guessing there's some sort of addictive drug.
It's called death sticks. You're in trouble. Yeah.
So how good would it be if you could go to a Jedi and be like, look, like I have no self control when it comes to death sticks.
Yeah.
When it comes to eating like Tatooine candy. I need to work out more. Whatever it is,
candy.
I'm just gonna throw it.
They'd just be like, "Hey, can you just? I'll pay you like whatever many credits or whatever. Can you just Jedi mind trick me and be like, you do not like this candy anymore, or you want to cut back on this candy? How good would that be?
That'd be sick. Also, I just have a theory about that guy that got sent home.
Yeah.
To rethink his life about death sticks.
Sleazebago, whatever his name was. Alan Sleazebagonon.
Alan Wake.
Alan, yes.
Bugsy Malone.
Played by Mouse from Big Matrix films. Yes.
Bugsy Malone gets sent home to think about Death Sticks. And he's like, oh, I really like the name Death Sticks. Turns out he's the one who invented the Death Star.
There you go.
There's my theory for me.
He was like, Death Sticks. And then he looked at his Christmas tree, which had a star on top. He's like, Death.
Oh.
Also explains the PR movement of the Death Star. It's just a brand. They don't actually want to kill you.
What do you think about your life? Like, Death Sticks. Death. I'm going to start a fucking metal band called the Death Stick.
All right, Simon, it sounds like a good universe, but I want you to picture something. You're a Jedi.
Yep.
You are part of the Jedi Council.
I'm a Jedi Council. Oh,
and
okay.
you
Jesus. Oof, that's quite a promotion.
Wow. Both of you are.
Sick.
Why not?
Hey.
You're both part of the Jedi Council.
Jedi
and you're living...
Joles. All right.
Jedi Joles.
Yep.
Together. You have half of like the regular amount of midichlorians each. So, Dusha,
so we're
like
both
10%
like okay
more.
With the force.
Yeah. Like 40% midichlorians, 60% midichlorians. But you're part of the Jedi Council, and I'm a guy, and I'm addicted. I can't stop eating all these Naboo muffins.
Yep. Yes, oh my delicious Naboobian muffins.
Naboobian muffins are my jam, but I'm like, I'm getting so fat. And you're in there, and you're having this council meeting. You're like, what the fuck do we do about the droids? Holy shit. And then there's just like a...
Hello. Come in.
My name is Jackson Bailey.
Yes?
And I have an eating problem. Could you stop whatever the fuck you're doing and fix my eating disorder. I have poor impulse control, but am very lazy.
Okay.
Help?
Sure. Jackson, you do not want to eat as much. Jedi mind trick. Done.
You just do it.
Hey, Jackson.
Yeah?
Work out some more.
You just do it. You were just...
You know how little effort that was for us?
So even in the middle of a meeting, you would have this queue at the door leading down the stairs of the Jedi Council Tower.
Maybe have like a bureaucracy thing to have like by appointment?
No, here's an...
So you're basically psychiatrists.
Yes.
Yeah. But
and
really,
also politicians. And yes. Wizards.
And also priests, I guess. That's sort of what Jedi are.
I feel like you're just putting a lot on your plate.
Not really. It's very... It was very easy.
See what we just did then in about 10 seconds? That.
Cured you.
We're done.
You're both just looking at me like this, like Jackson.
You're cured, Jackson. Yeah, it's just the next guy.
Yeah, you know, move your hulking mass out that door, shuffle down, get the next guy who needs to bulk up a bit. Now, come on, what's your problem, buddy?
Also, another really easy thing to do. Okay, so everyone has an eating problem thing. Yeah. Just get all of them in a room at once, one hand wave.
Yeah. Oh my god, I didn't even think about.
Why don't just go out on the balcony and be like. Everyone lives a healthy, good life.
Yeah.
No, because that's not quite a mind trick. I don't think that everyone lives a healthy, good life. It has to be slightly more specific.
Yeah, I think you have to want it. My issue, you know, is you have to kind of want to be meta. Because there's nothing to be like, if you're a big fat slob, be like, I love these Naboobian muffins. Mm. And like Obi-Wan or say Team Joel and Joel here, like they're jogging along and we just see him. Like, oh my God, that fat piece. Look at him just stuff Naboobian muffin after
I like to imagine you're running, like you're jogging and sweaty and stuff, and I'm using the force to hover.
Yeah. Yes. And damn, it's hovering as well, but just a little bit lower.
And I feel like I'm lying down and hovering.
You're not working out, are you?
I'm having a nap.
Yeah. They're like, Dusha, you should work out more.
Damn it. Like,
your Jedi mind tricks won't work on me, only money.
And so, yeah, we go.
And then they're like, you're a Jedi, Joel.
We see Fat Jackson just shoving his face with Naboobian muffins, and I'm just like, I can't handle with that. Fattest Jaxio.
Yeah.
I'm like, you need to stop eating those muffins and go on a diet. I think that's a little bit uncalled for.
Yeah.
You need to want to change.
Okay.
I mean, there's nothing stopping us from force lightning in you, but...
Are you Sith?
Hey, man.
A little bit. What's the other fucking 40% and 50?
Yeah, I forgot about the Sith in this universe as well.
That's okay, because using your method of... no, you were saying that the Jedi mind trick will still work if they don't want it. It's just like, as Jedi, we wouldn't do it unless they wanted it.
That's true. But the problem is a Sith, though. But there's only two of them, so it's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
The only issue I can see... All right, you've shat all over my you have better things to do argument. Whatever. Apparently you don't.
He's going for a jog. I'm literally sleeping, lying, like, hovering, walking.
The Joel's laziest Jedis.
We're not good Jedis,
Jackson. No, we're not lazy. We're quite productive.
But what about...
We're just doing dumb shit.
How dare you call us lazy? We're out there curing people of these eating problems.
Can you use mind tricks on yourself?
Maybe. But, and also, we could just charge money for this. Even if it's like a creditor, you know, a little mind swipe thing, we could make quite a little bit of a profit for ourselves here.
It's a good money-making scheme, I suppose. But what about
the
Golem
issue?
The Golem issue!
Yeah, but the thing is...
The what?
The Golem issue.
The Golem issue.
You're like, Jackson, fattest Jaxio.
Yeah, fattest Jaxio.
Work out, eat healthy.
Yeah.
And they never see me again. And then one day you're looking at the news and it's like, fattest Jaxio worked himself to death.
Why?
Because you've just given me instruction. You've not said work out until you're healthy. You've said work out. I'm going to have a heart attack.
How do Jedi mind tricks work, Jackson? Have you noticed that it's power of suggestion, you fucking idiots? It's not like I can... By us doing that, you're just going to... You are going to work out, but you're still going to stop. It's not like...
What's going to stop me stopping straight away, then? What's going to stop me getting in the treadmill
being
still like,
you. All right. The point of the Jedi mind trick is that you don't think, you don't know you've been Jedi mind tricked.
So you just all of a sudden have this whole...
Does that mean I forget the moment you're like...
Yeah.
Pretty much.
You were basically like, I'm down 100 credits, but hey, I feel like I want to eat less and work out more. Good for me.
That's a good thing. You'd be more motivated to eat less
because you'd also,
work out more.
And also, you'd be thinking that that change is coming from you, not an outside force, and we all, I don't know about you
I'd
guys,
still be
but
wondering
if
where
if
my
you
money
study any sort of sociology kind of stuff, it's, you know, change that you've discovered yourself and learned for yourself makes you want to change more. So really, it's the best way to make yourself a better you, Jackson.
So,
best you, fattest Jaxio. Now you have to change your name, though.
Thinnest Jack. So. Boffest Jaxio.
Oh, no, it's just my name.
Guys. Or just like fattest with a PH, though.
Yeah. Because I become so gangster. Like,
yeah. Muscles rippling.
Well,
yeah.
Then why isn't the fucking world with the Council of Jedi? Why is everybody not these fucking Nietzsche's Ubermenches?
They are. Have you fucking seen the Jedi Council?
I guess the only person who's like in terrible shape is fucking Watto.
Yeah. And Jabba. But then Jabba. Mind tricks don't work on
Yeah, that's
Jabba.
What I was saying.
Or Watto.
Or Watto.
The fat ones, either. The out of shape ones. Are the ones that...
Porkins.
One's a fucking... But that's the Jedi dead by
Oh,
then.
That's true. Jedi Council, like pre-Battle of Yavin.
Mint shredded.
Well, no, pre-Order 66.
Oh, pre-Order 66, yes.
Battle of Yavin, and it gets the Force back in it.
That's true.
They're back in the game. So yeah, fuck you. That's that in my closing argument.
Hey, look, so my two arguments against it were shat right down.
So in my closing arguments, as a way of being a better productive universe, I think, you know, employing the Jedi Council to just be a bit more of a one-on-one, almost personal trainer type thing, good choice.
I still feel like Jedis have better things to do, but I guess not. Yeah, but
my biggest issue is still there's no air in space, and that's going to be an issue.
There's air in space. Just Jedi mind trick yourself.
Jedi mind trick space. But yeah. Like, there's air in you now.
And yeah, there you go.
Vacuums and air look the same anyway, so hey.
Done. So I think Star Wars, shitting all over Freaky Friday. Dusha, can you top this?
I'm going to give it a red hot go.
Okay.
So Pokemon is my choice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Strange.
It's something I've never really spoken about, but hey. I've been thinking about it a lot, been playing the new games a lot.
Yeah.
Here we are. Because, all right, how old are you, do you think, when everything is just the fucking best time?
Pre-puberty. So.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So somewhere between, like, 10 and 12?
Yeah. Yeah, so 10 and 12, where everything is just, like, amazing and the
everything
best.
Everything is the shit. You never have a bad day between 10 and 12.
Because you're at the age where, like, things like... adult-ish things are starting to become things. So, like, your parents might be fine with you watching, like, action movies and that, and you're just like, fuck. I was, like, 10 the first time I saw Die Hard, and it changed my fucking life.
Yeah.
I think I was, like, 13 when I first saw Taxi.
That's fucked up.
Taxi or Taxi Driver?
No, Taxi Driver.
Oh.
Wait, which is the one with De Niro?
Taxi Driver.
Taxi Driver.
Taxi
with Queen Latifah.
That's Taxi.
Not that
and also...
one.
Taxi was a TV show in the 70s that had Andy Kaufman on it. That would have just been confusing for you as a child.
So confusing. But Taxi Driver, I think I was like 13. That was a...
It's a Robocop when I was like young. You can tell that did not have an impact on my life.
Not at all.
Anyway, yeah, so 10 to 12, best fucking time. Do you want to make it a better fucking time? Giving you a sick fucking fire-breathing pet.
That you is know what? True. That would be fucking rad.
That is the best.
Yeah, so in the world of Pokemon, you turn 10, they're just like, look, everything's pretty sick for you right now. How about we just make it sicker?
I know, because like you turn 10 now, have a dog. You're like, it's pretty good.
Have a dog that when you look after it long enough will turn into a sicker, bigger fucking dog that can like ride and shit.
But yeah, with now, it's like, you know, if in our world, it's like have a dog and there's a responsibility. You've got to clean up after it. You've got to feed it, this kind of stuff. All that bullshit. In the Pokemon universe, it's you can't be bothered to take, just shove it in this ball. It's fine.
Chuff it off into a computer. Who cares?
Pokemon don't poop, guys.
And if they do, probably... I don't know. You never really see... I know. They don't. They don't poop.
I like that you're like, maybe... No.
Nah.
It's not happening.
And, a big problem when you're a kid is this lack of choice. Like, you're like, I want to be grown up. I want a choice. And when you turn 10, you have a choice of several different Pokemon.
Plus...
Also, you can go full-blown adult mode from 10 if you want. Like, you can be like, I'm going to fucking take down all the gym leaders and fucking chuff off to the Elite Four and fucking take those motherfuckers down too.
I know where my career path is. I'm just going to train up my Pokemon and just... That is my life. I already know what I'm doing at 10 and I've got a sick-ass companion with me.
Plus, guys, is there no danger whatsoever in the Pokemon world? Like, there's danger to Pokemon, but 10-year-old you just chuffs around town. Everybody's got a good piece of advice to give you.
That's very true.
The criminal organizations are like, yeah, look, we're doing bad shit to Pokemon, but, you know, if you fight us and win, whatever. Yeah.
We'll leave you alone.
They're kind of wacky, really.
Like, they're kind of more...
And they don't fight you. They just... Pokemon fights the Pokemon.
Yeah, they all seem pretty civil about it. Like, that one fucking guy fights you, loses, gives you the key to, like, the facility. Like, every problem is solved with a Pokemon battle. Imagine, like, you're 10 years old, you're in the fucking playground, some kid's hassling your grapes, and you're like, let's duke it out.
Get off my grapes, kid.
There's no black eyes there. There's no missing teeth. There's just a Growlithe and a war turtle
and
button fucking heads.
And if you win fucking, you beat a kid, they give you like 50 cents.
And yeah,
like,
and they're going to be like, yep, I'll stop hassling your grapes.
Yeah.
Hey, 50 cents. Done.
Come back next time and hey, we'll have another fight. It'll be a good time.
And also, like, you know, when you're fighting, you're kind of broing out with each other. You're building up relationships because you're like, Growlithe, use whatever on that war turtle. And he's like, good move, buddy. That was really clever.
Not a good move
but
using
I'm gonna
a
use
Growlithe
this to
on
this.
A war turtle.
And then he's like, oh, you kicked my ass. And I'm like, you shouldn't use a fire Pokemon. He's like, thank you for that advice. Become
he's
best
just
buds.
Walking around, learning shit. Mm. Having a rad pet, getting more new rad pets.
And not even just to sort of like, the whole companionship with this rad pet, because you know, there's a level of consciousness there that they can, you know, communicate somewhat with us, even though they're sort of just saying their name over and over again, that they can understand us. So
there's also free healthcare in the world.
Yeah. That's so there's this level of intelligent pet. It's like having a monkey, but no, it's like having a... What's a smart animal, guys? A grey parrot?
A horse?
It's like having a smart, intelligent horse that can sometimes fly.
that's a good point.
That sounds like the best
actually, that's oh my god, I want that.
Because like, imagine you have like a pony.
Yeah.
Like a little pony. You can't ride it. But it's like a good size. You can give it pats. And
You can watch TV with it. You can cuddle up to it.
Like it can bite shit. Like when you fight, like it can maybe shoot like a little beam or something and maybe
adorable.
Bite shit.
Yep.
It levels up a bit, turns into a fucking horse that can fucking fly. You just sit on it, chuff off into the stars.
Yeah, and you've already been bonding for the last several, you know, years or whatever long it takes. So you're kind of already best buds. And now you're like, you're also a flying horse. This is the best. And
let's go to space.
Best friends going to space on a fucking horse.
I also just kind of can't get over how nice everyone is in the Pokemon universe. You go up to that guy and you're like, hey, how much is a bike? And he's like, oh, it's $1 million.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa. And he's like, no, just kidding. Have it for free. You're like, sick,
he's
okay.
Like, he's like,
free bike. What? That is the best.
Yeah, just people giving you keys to entire buildings. Just like, hey, you beat me in a battle. Have this.
You go up to like a gym and there's that guy at the front and you're like, hey, I'm going to go to this gym. He's like, yeah, here's some advice, buddy.
Huh.
And you're like, thanks, man.
Plus, you never really, and also, because you can keep collecting all these different types of animals and companions, you're never really alone. You can just have a sick Pokemon party.
And then you make so much money fucking fighting your Pokemon that you just retire.
Yeah.
Pretty young.
Probably age 13.
Age 13.
And just as puberty kicks in, then you spend the next like 6 years trying to bang babes.
Yeah.
It's like...
And but if you want, you can become a Pokemon breeder.
You can fucking open a store, sell free bikes. Clearly it's not an issue. Clearly everyone's doing okay.
Yeah.
Easy. The best universe.
Pokemon's a pretty rad
Pokemon
fucking
is so
time.
Solid.
Huh.
All right.
Well, I think Jackson is the clear loser.
Yeah,
I
failed here. Mine is fraught with difficulty.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say, hey, guys, well done. We all picked fucking great times.
We'll pick pretty good times, but I think the clear winner here, I don't want to say, I don't want to lose this one, but no, Pokemon seems like a fucking rad time.
Yeah, I think
who knew?
Won.
Doucher on top. That never happens.
Peace just kidding, it happens all the time. Smug son
kind
of a bitch.
Wrecked it. Kind of wrecked all the
goodwill. Like, hey, I went out of this episode being like, hey, we're all winners. But then you were like, no you're the winner.
Hierarchy.
And I'm like, yeah, you know what? You're right. I am the winner.
I am the winner.
Well, you know, like Jedi, that's cool. Like, I mean, that's great for an individual, as in for individual society-wise.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Jackson's is good for the individual person.
Yeah.
So,
mine's good for fucking
yours
everyone.
Yours is good for everybody.
Mm.
Everybody wins.
I thought about this long and hard.
In a Pokemon world.
I want to ride a fucking flying horse who's my
best
friend.
Cuddle a Charmander. No, I don't. He's hot.
Oh. No, but on like a cold day, he'd be like a little hot water bottle.
Yes. Also, Ponyta and Rapidash are flaming horses that if they like you, their flames don't burn you.
Oh, and also God. The Pokemon world, think about the energy crisis. Fucking, there's just a Pikachu just zapping shit.
Whatever.
Done.
War, we just solve it with Pokemon. And no Pokemon ever dies. They just faint.
There's no stakes in a Pokemon fight.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I think any problem that a world faces with those Pokemon, they're just non-existent anymore. All arguments are solved with Pokemon battles.
Yeah.
It's just basically just a more intense rock, paper, scissors.
Would presidential elections be solved by Pokemon battles?
Yeah, it'd be fucking Obama v. Romney.
Yeah.
Romney would have, like, nose pass. Obama would have sick Pokemon.
Yeah.
I feel like Obama would have,
Sand Slash or something, right?
Sand Slash and, like, an Electabuzz.
Yeah. How entertaining. would the election be? Like, you turn it on now, you're like, oh my god, debate. Like,
so you turn it on, any political debate, any sort of argument, any sort of public, any sort of, like, you know, policy being introduced, like, should we do this? I don't know, let's fight it out. Well, clearly we're doing this now.
Yeah. And, you know, like,
and if,
like,
it's not the right decision, who cares? We'll just have another fucking battle and sort it out later.
Oh, the problem is, though, that could be just, you know, because there's always going to be one, like, one guy's, like, refuses to lose. Mm. And, like, even though his Pokemon lost, he's going to go, no, I don't want to bring up that argument again and have another fight. You're like, for fuck's
That's
sake.
Why they invented the move Hyper Beam, guys. I think Hyper Beam everyone.
So I'm guessing.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work. How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And there needs to be a stipulation, be like, look, you've argued this point maybe three times now. Mm. You lost. Except
move on.
Well, that does harken back. Let's about democracy, and does sort of harken back to sort of gladiatorial times, where it's like prove your innocence with a battle.
Yeah, but yeah. Nobody's dying,
and it doesn't That's matter. True. We've already decided I've won. So this has been a sick episode. Thanks for listening, guys. I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Have a sick one, guys.
Yeah, have a sick one.
Have a sick
Fucking
one.
Magical ponies in space.
The universe itself keeps on expanding and expanding in all of the directions it can whiz, as fast as it can go, at the speed of light, you know, 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth, and pray that there's intelligent life somewhere up in space, cause there's bugger all down here on Earth.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.